Okay, the 2014 NBA playoffs will get underway on Saturday, and what a ride it has been. And we're getting ready to kick it up a notch. We're going to keep a close watch on the 16 teams that made the playoffs this year, the road to the championship. In fact, earlier this week, I was up in Dallas. I had a chance to catch up with the Dallas Mavericks' Brandon Wright, Mr. Efficient, who has had a terrific season, a key reserve for the Mavericks, averaging 9 points, 4 rebounds, and in fact, missed the first 23 games of the season due to an injury sustained to his a fracture in his left shoulder. He is always be ready, and I know you're going to enjoy this special interview with Dallas Mavericks' Brandon Wright.
Brandon, thank you so much for joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Appreciate you having me on.
Well, congratulations to you and to your teammates for advancing to the 2014 NBA playoffs after facing a very difficult matchup against the Phoenix Suns on Saturday night. How does it feel to achieve one of your team's goals, to see it come into fruition, especially after not making the playoffs last year?
Well, it was a tough season for us. Overall, you know, it was, you know, every game was crucial. Every game meant something these last 2 months. You know, we've been working hard. We've been in and out the playoff picture the entire year. And when we clinched, it was just a big relief. You can see the celebration. You can feel the pressure come off. And, you know, we're happy to be going back after missing out last year.
Well, let's reflect on that game on Saturday night against the Phoenix Suns. Monte Ellis was sensational, 37 points. Dirk caught fire in the second half, 21 of his 23. You had that double-double, huge block shots in the third and fourth quarter. Coach Carlisle talked about that in post-game. But I think when you step back and you add it all up, it was the summation of a great collective team effort. And that's what you've got to have going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it was a roller coaster game. You know, those guys got up on us, and they were up on us pretty much the whole game, and we made a run. You know, they came back, and, you know, they had an opportunity to take the lead, and we made some great defensive plays. Monte and Dirk carried us on the offensive end. We did the things we needed to do, and it was an exciting win, and we're going forward, and we just can't do anything but smile right now.
You know, Brandon, it's interesting. Many times we highlight, like yourself, like players, coaches, personnel in the front office. But I don't think we give enough credit to the Dallas Maverick fans. I mean, they have been amazing. They're not fair weather. They're there in the highs and the lows. What is it like to play in front of such a dynamic crowd? Of course, you played at the University of North Carolina. Those have great fans, too. But Maverick fans are exceptional.
They are. And the biggest thing is they come every game, no matter who we play. You can play one of the teams at the bottom of the standings. We can play the best team in the league. They're going to be here, you know, cheering. The arena's filled up every single game, and we really respect that. You know, that's always a good thing when you come out here and play and you see the stands filled up. It's a lot easier to play with, 20,000 screaming fans instead of 13,000, and you see a lot of empty seats.
Can you put into perspective just how much this team has grown and become unified over the course of an 82-game schedule? I mean, trust is the cornerstone to any good team, and it's really been remarkable to watch just how far you guys have come since the month of September.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the nail. It's been a lot of growth. You know, in the beginning of the year, we were hanging around 4 or 5, 6 games over 500, and we kept pushing it up. You know, right now we're 17 or 18, whatever, games over 500. You know, we put ourselves in a good position. There's been a lot of growth. You know, we had to come together, pretty much a brand new team this year. But we beat all the odds. You know, a lot of people didn't think we would be where we are today.
You know, chemistry is never guaranteed. I mean, it's not eHarmony.com or Match.com. I mean, anything like that. But I think it is just remarkable to watch how we already knew about the chemistry between you and Vince Carter. But Devin Harris missed the first 41 games. I mean, he didn't make a debut until January 17th. You have that special connection. He's throwing up alley-oops. You're making these spike dunks. And just Samuel Dalembert, just the kind of connection that you guys have on the paint. How do you do that? How do you foster that type of teamwork, Brandon?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we actually like each other. You know, sometimes teammates, they might play together, but they really don't like each other. You know, we all have great relationships off the court, which is a big thing, and it's easy to translate on the court. You know, our talents really, really, really mesh together really, really well. And, you know, when you have that type of chemistry, it's always easy to win. And then we can explain things to each other when things don't go right.
Okay, so the Mavericks are headed to the playoffs. As you step back, you're a bright guy. What do you see is the biggest issue that you guys have got to be able to control as you move forward?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we've been playing a lot better on the road as of late. And we started out playing really, really well this year at home. And, you know, we kind of slipped off these last couple weeks. I think we got to get that back. I think we'll be fine on the road. Veteran team, know, it's a little bit easier for us to play on the road. When we come home, we kind of had some letdowns, got a little bit sloppy with the ball, with the turnovers and stuff like that. I think we got to clean that up and then we'll be all right.
You know, it's interesting. Coach Carlisle was on our show a couple of weeks ago and he talked about the importance of defensive communication, how it creates energy. Can you kind of expound a little bit on that? And also what we're seeing too is better sustained concentration throughout the games. You guys are not taking possessions off, and that is critical.
It is critical. And, you know, we got to have a collective effort on defense. Everyone has to be tied together. You know, you can't have three guys doing the right thing and two guys doing the wrong thing, or even four guys doing the right thing and one guy doing the wrong thing. You got to have everyone on the string, everyone talking, you know, playing hard together, communicating. Like you say, you know, if we do those things, we'll be a formidable team and a tough out.
You know, Brandon, as I look over your career, it's just been an amazing journey for you. You played at the University of North Carolina for the great Roy Williams, and now to have the opportunity to play with and for one of the elite coaches in the NBA, in my opinion, one of the top three. What is it like, and how does Coach Carlisle continue to maximize your strengths and minimize your weaknesses?
Well, that's the mark of a good coach. I mean, you know, he puts guys in position to make plays and do the things they do best. And he's not going to ask you to do more than you can do, you know, more than you can do. And, you know, he just wants you to just play your game. And he makes it really, really easy on us. And that's what he's been doing with pretty much everyone on his team.
How big of a difference was it going from college to the NBA and even the different style? I mean, what's Coach Williams' system like as opposed to Coach Carlisle's?
You know, Coach Williams is a little bit more free, you know, a little bit more track meet-esque. You know, we a lot faster, a lot younger, obviously. This team is we're a little bit more methodical. We run when we had an opportunity, but you know, we got a lot of skilled guys. You know, a lot of guys do what they do, and they do it really, really well. And you know, we take credit of that.
I have to ask you too, what is it like competing in the Wild Wild West? I mean, there has been so much parity in this particular conference. I mean, it's really been amazing. So many quality opponents, and you have to bring it each and every night. What is it like for you, especially in the center position?
Yeah, that's the key. You have to bring it each and every night. Even the teams at the bottom were pretty good. You know, those teams were beating top teams, playing well. You know, those teams on their home floor were really, really dynamic. And you know, each night is a different challenge. You know, each night was a different team. Each night was a team with three or four star players on a 5-6 game winning streak.
And it was kind of baptism by fire for you when you started out with Golden State, because I thought it was interesting. I want to bring this up, Brandon. Your rookie season, you guys won 48 games with Golden State, and you were on the outside looking in. You did not make the playoffs. What lessons did you learn from that?
It was tough. You know, we started that year 0-6, you know. Really? So, you know, it was one of those things where we were fighting the whole year, and we came up short. And probably that start hurt us, but it was a tough year. We know we had a lot of good players. They were coming off the We Believe season. And, you know, we just fell short at the end of the year. You know, we were disappointed at what happened, and it was a tailspin because we were even horrible. We were horrible the next season.
Brandon, you bring up a great point, because you talk about great players. Monte Ellis was one of your teammates. How excited were you to be reunited with him and to have him come back on board?
I was glad to get him over here because I knew he had went through a lot of tough times, you know, in Golden State, Milwaukee. Even though they made the playoffs last year, they knew they really didn't have a shot to compete. You know, I knew he came here to win. Took less money, you know, could have went elsewhere to get more money, but he came here to win and compete for championships.
Can I ask you, what is it like to have him as a teammate? Because when I see him in the locker room, I mean, you can ascertain a lot about a person's personality when you look in their eyes, and he is so focused. He's the kind of guy, if I was going to battle, I mean, I would be hooking up with him. I mean, he's the guy who's going to go to war, and he's going to fight for you.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. You know, he plays hard. You know, he does all the little things. He's improved each and every year, and he's a great teammate. I mean, that's all you can ask from a guy of his stature, you know, playing well his entire career. You know, had an opportunity to come to Dallas and do great things. You know, his sky's the limit here.
Has he inspired you with even more toughness, even you and Sam Dallenberg? I mean, I've seen a little bit more that you guys are blank with more nasty and edge. I mean, because when you look at Monte Ellis, I mean, he's willing to take charges against some of the biggest guys in the league, and that's got to have a spillover effect to everybody in the league, to be willing to sacrifice your body out there.
Yeah, you're right. You know, he takes charges. You know, he hits the ground a lot on offense and doesn't get the call, and he always gets back up, and that's the key. You know, when you see a guy like him doing it, you know, it makes you want to keep playing, keep you know, forget the little bruises and bumps, you know, because he's always going to be there. You know, he's a tough guy. You know, I never seen him you know, not play after an injury unless it was really, really significant.
Do you think toughness, that it can be learned? Because I'm seeing more of that. I mean, as you continue to blossom and to grow, we're seeing, as Rolando Blackman said last year, we want to see a little bit more Kevin Garnett out of you. We are seeing that now.
I think it is, you know, you grow into it. You know, you know, have your style when you first come in, but you can learn things. You know, you take tricks from different players, you know, different situations, and you know, when it gets tough, you know, you need to get tough.
Well, you have that hit first mentality, as Coach Carlisle says, be an agitator, not just an irritator. One of the questions I have to ask you is, everyone always says, when you talk to Brandon Wright, he has that be ready mentality. What is the key to being an efficient role player, consistency? I know you love baseball, and it's kind of like being a relief pitcher, isn't it? I mean, because you've always got to be ready.
Yeah, you don't know when your number's going to be called.
Right,
I mean, that's the thing, you know, you got to be ready. Got to do the things to take care of yourself off the court to be in that situation, to be ready, and just keep your head focused. I mean, that's what it comes down to, you know, just staying humble and approaching the game is, you know, is your last every day.
You know, throughout the course of an 82-game schedule, I mean, there are so many ups and downs. Brandon, kind of share a little bit with us. Who is your point person in your life that you reach out to, or perhaps text message, or, you know, want to, you know, pick up the phone and call to kind of encourage you through when you guys have some rough spots or you just need that word of encouragement?
Well, I'm always talking to my spiritual leaders. I think that's the biggest thing.
Dr. Tony Evans?
He's one of the guys, you know.
Love him.
I see him a lot. You know, my spiritual leaders back at home. I mean, that's all I can lean on, you know. That's when it gets down and dirty, that's what you need to go to. You can't really rely on a friend, you know. I say you can't really even rely on your parents. You know, you want to go to those spiritual leaders, you want to get that comfort, you want to get that ease, and you just want to have your mind clear.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because it seems like it's not just about basketball for you. You've just taken a tremendous amount of joy and pleasure in giving back. I mean, what is that like for you, knowing that you are a role model to so many young men and women out there?
It's big.
It's a responsibility.
It is a responsibility. You affect so many lives. A lot of people are looking at you. They're looking for you to make the wrong moves so they can criticize you or give you bad publicity. It's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people are looking up to you, and you don't want to make those mistakes, and, you know, you don't want other kids to follow in your footsteps if you do the wrong things.
Where did you learn and have that spirit of humility? Did that come from your parents? Because I want to bring this up, that you went to Brentwood Academy in Nashville, Tennessee, where you won 4 state championships. That's incredible. And I was asking you this about when we were in San Antonio before the game. I said, man, you must have a huge scrapbook of all the colleges that had recruited you. And you're like, nah, I didn't keep any of that stuff. And that just really gave me a glimpse of the posture of your heart and the kind of person that you are. You're not caught up into all of that and all the media attention, stuff like that. It really is about being the consummate teammate, giving back, and helping out. You're not just caught up in all that.
Well, the biggest thing I was taught from my parents is, you know, be thankful. There's always someone in a worse situation than you, guaranteed. And that's the biggest thing I can take from, you know, them. And, you know, I think about that every day. Every day I wake up is, you know, thank God for another day. You know, it's another opportunity to be better, another opportunity to be thankful for what I do have and not what I don't have.
And of course, your biggest blessing, one of them, that is being a part of this organization and being with the Dallas Mavericks. Brandon, it's been such a pleasure to have you. Good luck. I hope you guys have a very deep run and bring home another championship. Okay?
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
And a very special thank you to the Dallas Mavericks and Brandon Wright. Enjoyed that exclusive interview with him. Of course, you can check him out on Sunday as Dallas is in San Antonio. They tip at noon and getting you ready for the NBA playoffs. We have to step aside. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.